initiate continue to follow the astral form or that of the coming successor? Do all masters appoint a successor?
The initiate who's been initiated by some master who has left physical plane, but he desires to be initiated forever, never leaves until the end of the world. So he will be connected with that master by whom he was initiated, and for satsang purposes he should attend the other one who is following.
Everybody hear that?
What did Swamiji of Agra smoke in his hookah? Why did Jamal follow someone who smoked?
Why? I think they had to smoke on their own business. You need not smoke. Because I tell you one thing, the man who lives in the snakes, I'll give you an example, who got that incantation power, he is not bitten by the snakes. But all others will be bitten by the snakes. Don't copy him, but do what he says.
Does a doctor assume his patient's karma when he heals them?
If he exerts, then he might contact by sympathy, now simply. But if he does a duty in sweet remembrance of God, leaves everything to him, then he's not to contact any karma.
All right. Who or what is the Antichrist?
What?
Who or what is the Antichrist? What is the negative power?
What is in your mind? Which always wishes to be away to the outer things in that, attached to the outer thing, not print out from there and have this within.
Says yesterday you said that eating wrong foods could cause sickness. The questioner thought that sickness was the result of past karma. Would Master please explain the cause of physical disorders?
You know there are courts, small cause courts and high courts and privy causal courts. The small cases are decided in a week or so, or a month. Higher still in months, and privy council case years. So, what you do is you have the result the following in a day or two or a week. That is small cause courts, you see. And the higher court that takes time, you see, may be taken to the next birth.
Master said there are low courts, intermediate courts, and high courts. And sometimes they're taken to the next birth, and that's when it goes before the higher court. So the karmic control is certainly not one that you can see from the surface. An associate made up her mind to leave the path. Why does this happen?
Because in his control of mind, he's led away by mind. But you come to a master, as Christ said, Satan wait. Then it's all right, let Satan come forward, then you must delay your progress.
What will happen to the person, Master?
Who?
The one who left the path.
He cannot go away. He's brought back sooner or later. He may leave, but Master won't leave him. He gives a long rope, of course.
Dear Master, if an initiate thinks she has the need, is permissible to seek the help of an analyst or a psychiatrist or a counselor.
That if it's physical illness, he might. If he can only relax and come in contact with the sound principle within, that has got curative power itself.
Certainly nothing against being treated by a competent physician or psychiatrist if it'll do the job for you. It's a physical illness. Says, Master, we are getting married in a few weeks. Would you say a few words about marriage?
Marriage, you see, according to the scriptures, if followed, there is peace. Scriptures say marriage means it is a sacrament, first of all, not a contract. If God is united, and that no power disunites. So marriage means taking a companion in life to be with you in weal or woe, and both help each other to know God. Then you may have a one duty, maybe of begetting children when it is wanted. Now it is no machine of enjoyment, you see. Even the married people must have some time in life where they should lead life, chaste life. After all, they have to go back to God.
Master said that the marriage is a sacrament, that you are to be companions, that sometime in your marriage life you should live a chaste life, and that it is no means for enjoyment, and that your duty is to go back to God and help each other. Dear Master, is being aware of a person's physical dimensions without desire a delight, a default in chastity? Being aware of a person's physical dimensions without desire a default in chastity.
I don't follow what is meant by that.
I think this means observing the physical form of someone without desiring them. That's what I would interpret.
Well, that is the man who written it here to tell what he says, what he wants.
Who wrote it? Master wants to know
what is that?
I'm saying if you're aware of someone's physical form, if you notice their dimensions without desiring them, if you're aware of their body,
you're aware of the beauty of their form without desiring them, is this a fault? Should you mark as a fault in chastity?
If that affects his low life, why not?
He said if it's no offense, why not observe them? Does Master feel that it is proper for widows and widowers to remarry?
You want my or what scripture say, you see? Scripture all say peaceful life is one for one. And the remarry, read Moses' orders, commandments. Read for yourself. I'm not against what you have got in your customs, but to read Moses' commandments on the subject. Very detailed commandment is given there.
Read Moses. You know, you can't get Master to take on all the karma that you're anticipating committing.
Well, the words there are very strict, you know. They're both adulterers. These are words used there by Moses. They're only divorced for the sake of marriage, that is not the ideal life.
Master,
it's not divorce, it's widow. If the husband has died, is it all right for the wife to remarry? If the previous husband has died?
That depends on the custom, please.
Depends on the custom.
In the East, they don't like. How many men can love? love is not love, it's danger.
One answer to that might be if you can marry again and be absolutely chaste, then there would be no adultery, would there? While I'm withdrawing from the body just before breaking through, I have a struggle about whether I will make it in my mind. Then often I yawn and what's my attention? My attention is gone. What should I do?
Before they break through on in meditation, they have a feeling that they... The mind
says that they don't know whether they'll make it or not. And then they many times they're unable to get above the body. What should they do?
If you leave it, do effortless effort, then there's no problem. If you effort, the very effort stands in the way.
I think one of the things that from your questions that we've noticed that when Master is here, we clutch even more than we do when we meditate alone sometimes. We try harder. We expect more. And he keeps telling us every day, relax and let me pull you through. And I know this is one of my big faults. I clutch and I shouldn't be. I get in a hurry. When fixing the gaze, do we look from without into the third eye, or do we look from the third eye into what is in front of us?
I'm not going to have this. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whether we look within or without on this one.
Your third eye is the bag that's opened only when you rise above body consciousness, not before. That opens into the beyond. Outer eye is a different thing.
Your instructions in meditation are to look out, I believe.
In front, that is to save tension.
Yes.
That is to save tension only.
Master, could you state simply whether long hair on males is a hindrance on the path? I thought we got that one yesterday.
If you are always dressing your hair when sitting, then it's a hindrance. Sometimes I see dog bounces, then again to put it at the back. They're not in the habit. When they form habit there, but always dressing the hair, I think that will stand in the way. Why not better bind it? So that there may be no, but that is no law, you see. Hair don't grow long than what is required, nature requires.
During meditation, the eyes drop below the horizontal level. Then the white clouds and colored lights are more easily seen.
See in front, that's all.
See in front.
Maybe this way or that way.
Says here, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And do you believe we are saved by Jesus' shed blood?
All masters who sent by God are sons of God. We respect them, we love them.
Says, I noticed that you and Mera Baba were born the same month and year. Have you met with him? Could you tell us if he was a perfect master?
He invited me when his followers were Jean Edgio, who wrote his life by which thousands were people attracted to him. He was initiated, she was initiated here along with others. Then he came up for here. Then he went back, he invited me to come over there. I didn't go, he embraced me very lovingly. He said, told me, all right, follow him what he says. And that's all I met him. And he said, I won't die. But he did die, God knows why.
He said, as you heard probably, yes. Do you have a question? Volume up on Master's mic.
Yes.
What can you? Oh, he said, I'm sorry, he said that he and Mayor Baba met, and Mayor Baba embraced him, and he hasn't seen him since. Mayor Baba said he wouldn't die, and of course he did, but...
Oh, here's your divine father also died. They said nobody will never die. All who have taken body, we have to be divine.
He said Father Divine in the U.S. You remember Father Divine, or maybe lots of you are too young, but I remember him. He said he wouldn't die either, but he did. Dear Master, when you leave the room and give your blessing as you are walking out, are you blessing us all equally, or do you just bestow a special blessing on those only upon whom you look at individually?
By radiation, who are receptive, they receive more.
Everyone the same.
Those are receptive.
Those who are receptive receive more.
You offer the vessel, and whoever offers the vessel,
Master says, to those that are receptive, they receive according to their receptivity. Is there a way for us to know if we are about above? Is there a way for us to know if we are above body consciousness?
That is what you decide when you are not above body consciousness, and you won't think of the world. Do you see the world then? You know whether you are risen of a body consciousness, you know. Nobody else will reply to you or testify it. When you see light within, you are cut off on the physical side, the outside. That you know.
How are our companions chosen, and how should they be maintained?
What?
How do we choose our companions, and how do we continue our association, I guess?
Everybody loves such a man who is got of the same inclination, same habits, generally. But we should just see what is the ideal before us. If you are after God, then select such like people who have got spiritual mind. Those who got worldly things, and naturally they select those who are in the worldly way. Who is a businessman, they seek the company of some businessman who will be helping.
Does being unclean physically impair spiritual meditation?
When you rise above body consciousness, then to be clean, all right, you'll be wide awake, you'll be fresh and buoyant. To keep it in a temple of God, keep it clean. But when you rise above body consciousness, whether it's clean or not, you rise above it. This is a question who are adept in it for them. Others should be wide awake, quite fresh and buoyant.
Please explain that on interviews one should ask for spiritual progress and not mundane family affairs.
If you go to a king, Then what is yours? You last only order you. What you say? Pennies? Or something more valuable? Naturally, if you come to a master, he has got the spiritual wealth. Others also go, there is nothing that cannot be had at his feet. But all will have what he is specially meant for, you see, what others cannot give. And that is spiritual wealth.
I think that's perfectly clear and obvious that when we come to Master, we should be seeking spiritual improvement in ourselves and help in this respect. Dear Master, in Spiritual Elixir, you say, it is not the inner experience which determines the spiritual progress, but the basic personal attitude of serene living of the child disciple, which proves his or her worth. Will you please explain?
The man who sits by, you see, by the sea, then you have cold air. That you just have some excess inside, naturally his habits should change. Everything that will affect him, his outer way of living too. There's another thing, man who completely risen above 100%, I guess that you'll have 100% outer life, all right. Others have simply have dips into the beyond. Time will take to change that.
What is selfless service on the diary?
Selfless service in which you have got no personal interest for return. Maybe somebody sick. There's a man serves his own relatives, his own relations, that's all right, his own brothers. But those in whom you have got no selfish motives, that's a selfless service. And when yourself is not involved, direct.
Some men say all souls will be with God, but others say some will end up on a lesser plane. Which is true?
Who has the two gone to this plane? Let him stand up. Well, only they just driving at certain questions which practically they don't know. To know God, even you in the body, when you little rat, you have no God. Then the plane, higher planes also. There are so many mentions in the house of our Father. So life is affected. See, you know God, that's all right. Degrees of knowing God. One is direct dips into it, the other has the mouth speech, the other only for a while when it should have little radiation. So that depends on that.
I think that expression that man, that Master says about Kabir on his way to Mecca is an answer as well. It says, God's house has many mansions. How can you get away from him if you're a part of him? About wearing or using leather goods, does this bring about karma?
In all sins, least sin to go on with. To breathe is also a sin. Go read, I mean, Wheel of Life, you find in detail. You breathe as also a sin. You eat, that is also, but of least degree. The all sins are washed away when we become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, not before. So we have to live on the least sin and know him.
Did you hear that? Says you have all, every action you do is a part of a sin. Live on the least sin, but all sins are burned away when you become co-workers with God consciousness. please indicate or explain how we disciples on the spiritual path are to keep from discoursing among ourselves after a meeting.
That I think already given for spiritual matters you are not to discuss with anybody. He may guide you, not very correct. Then, for spiritual matter, contact with me and dialogue with the master. If you discuss something, one man says something, the other says other thing, may not be correct, very correct. One man has got more experience, the other got less. The man who has got more, he will be elated, the other will be disappointed. Each man has his own way of progress. For spiritual matters, remain in contact with the master. No, you don't discuss them. They won't help you. Either they will bring you some doubt or something, disappointment, or some elation.
If an initiate prays for the mental or physical healing of another person, does the initiate risk taking on the person's illness or karma?
Yes, he will exert, surely.
If one is to die, I understand that he is to have 3 days' notice from you. Will you come and tell us on the inside, even though we have...
No hard and fast rule, but he becomes conscious even weeks before, according to his own development.
Says, even though you've been unable to reach the radiant form of the Master, that was the end of it.
Lots of people don't reach the radiant form.
No, they've got some information that they're going, you see.
Yes.
Though they do not see the radiant form, but they have informed you, you're going ready. Mm.
What is the best method for purifying the mind?
They're giving me higher bliss. When you give him more higher bliss, more enjoyment in something as compared with the outward enjoyment, naturally leave out such enjoyment.
Master says that the higher bliss, the mind becomes attached to meditation and attached to the sound current. And this keeps it from running outside. You get an instruction in it every morning. You have a meeting in meditation or when you have a darshan. Master, under which heading in the diary form should I put my incapacity to gather up attention in meditation?
There's no heading there.
No heading there.
What you don't put it off till tomorrow. What you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Do what you can do today. Don't put it off till tomorrow or after some years. Who knows, that time will come or not.
Some initiates say you have given them permission to eat infertile eggs, and many are now practicing this in their diet.
You should stand up.
Stand up.
Who says I have permission?
Anyone that says I have permission.
Well, they will go by hearsay.
Don't be bashful.
They will go by hearsay.
The great master does not allow to eat fertile or unfertile eggs. That's a category of meat and is not...
That place of passion is very clear. It's very first condition.
But the time is running short, so
please explain how we can fall in love with the Master. I am ashamed that I do not have real love for the Master.
Because he does not live up to the commandments of the part. That's only... If you want to please somebody, what should you do? Just have such a life which is pleasing to him. Then what life is pleasing to him? Great life, good life, sympathetic life, who helps to others, who does not torment anybody, who does not use up anybody's right, who is honest or not. These things will be seen. Who puts in regular time to meditation, comes in contact with the higher self, his life will change, naturally that will be. Guru Master, there will be more love there too.
In case you didn't hear, Master said, obey the instructions, which are keep the meditation, keep the diary, and if you write a letter and he gives you a suggestion, try it his way instead of yours. Master, I wonder if you, since it's a nice outdoor meeting, and the last time we had an outdoor meeting like this, you told us the difference in trying and doing.
Yes. Trying means half-heartedness. Doing definite. And moreover, when you come into contact with the light and sound principle within, that is the expression of, outer expression of God. God is love. The more you come in contact with love, that will overflow. Love will overflow within you. And the more you come in radiation of the Master to the overflowing love, still more you, by receptivity, you have more love. Your love will flare up. These are the things.
Can we have an ashram in Miami?
Up to you. You can maintain it. That's a good idea, of course.
Says it up to you if you can maintain it. See that it's properly operated. It's always more difficult to operate an ashram without a master in residence. When concentration is imperfect and the master form appears and reappears for brief instances, is it due to the negative power or our unreceptive state? Should we report the master form?
That the criterion has been given to you already. Repeat the five names. If that does not stand before it, it is negative. If it does stand, it is real. It comes up because sometimes to give a sure study, initiate, I am with him.
Last question. In bhajan, I hear rumbling and high-pitched humming. Should I listen to the higher pitch to go higher?
Continue. What is the higher? Which is more clear, follow that. Which is more clear, follow that.
Whatever is the clearest sound, follow it. We'll see you at 7:30 this evening.